What would you think if I sang out of tune? Would you stand up and walk out on me? Lend me your ears and I'll sing you a song, and I'll try not to sing out of key. Oh, I get by with a little help from my friends. I get high with a little help from my friends. Gonna try with a little help from my friends. What do I do when my love is away?
What do you This is Chris from Strike the Box. I'm on every other Thursdays from noon to 2 p.m. here on WMFO in Medford. The show is 2 hours of free-form music, where I play just about anything and everything. And like a lot of other DJs on WMFO, I take requests. So if you want to hear it, and if I can find it, I'll put it on the air for you and on the internet. Whatever it is. How many other radio stations will do that for you, huh?
I love it so much.
Black, white, Yankee rebel, country boy singing there and Neville. Gay, straight, crooked level, I don't care. Popular, underrated, open-minded, insulated. Ship of fools or educated, we're getting somewhere. And love is love is love is love is love. Yeah, love is love is love is love is love. Rolling Stones or Beatles, Crimson Tide or War Eagles, gospel singers, non-believers, there's a man upstairs. And love is love is love is love is love. Yeah, love is love is love is love is love. Well, we're all up under the same sun. It's just the place you fall into, what you grew up on and what you learned and knew. And doing dishes when it is what it is, when it is what it isn't. I ain't going nowhere. Love is love is love is love is love. Yeah, love is love is love is love is love. Well, we're all up under the same sun. We're all looking at the same one. Just the place you fall into, what you grew up on, what you learned new. Ooh. And love is love is love is love is love. And love is love is love is love is love. Black, white, Yankee rebel, country boy singing there and Neville. Gay, straight, crooked level, I don't care.
Ranger Station, Ranger speaking.
Hi, I'd like to report a bear hug.
Uh-huh, okay.
Well, we were building a bonfire, and I saw some, like, dry brush and leaves around, so, you know, I said to move the bonfire somewhere else, and out of nowhere, Smokey Bear shows up and hugs me.
So you noticed some wildfire hazards, and moved your bonfire to a safer location.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's Smokey, all right. He likes it when people help prevent wildfires. It hits him close to home. Not everybody gets the hug, my friend. So that's pretty special, to get a hug from Smokey Bear.
Ha, so it was him. Hey, guys, I told you it was Smokey.
Okay, well, congratulations, my friend. And thanks for calling. There are many ways to prevent a wildfire. Learn how you can do your part at SmokeyBear.com.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Sponsored by the U.S. Forest Service, Ad Council, and your state forester.
Some kind of medicine for me. Just Do you love classic rock but hate the lack of variety on classic rock stations? Then tune in to Classic Rock Mine. Classic Rock Mine delivers classic rock that rocks. From bands you know like Grand Funk Railroad, Mott the Hoople, and Uriah Heep, to bands you don't know like the Flower Traveling Band, Papo's Blues, and Nectar. Classic Rock Mine. It's the best classic rock you've never heard. Saturday nights from 9 to 11 on 91.5 WMFO Medford, Tufts University Radio.
Cody says he didn't start the fire. His parents know he probably did. He's always playing with the light. He's just a different kind of kid. Cody says he didn't raise the dead. Says religion's just a trick to keep hardworking folks in line. He says it makes his stomach sick. So who's gonna carry us away? Eagles with glory painted wings. We keep on waiting for the miracle to come. Pour down the mountain like a heaven-fed stream.
Can't get along. 1953, we were riding high on victory. The Cold War was getting colder all the time. There's many ways to fight a war. It gets dirty more and more. The powers that be are thinking outside the lines. So the boys down at the CIA, getting curious one day, thinking of ways to get a leg up on the Reds. Through manipulation, experimentation, they thought they could save the nation by taking citizens and messing with their heads. Well, they rounded up some volunteers, but the volunteers had no idea they were about to be turned into laboratory rats. They were unwitting participants in the government experiments. They wouldn't be the same after that. They got those MK Ultra Blues, those MK Ultra Blues. Don't know what happens, guess we'll see when we give these soldiers LSD. Lock them in a room for a spell. Maybe they'll tell no lies. Maybe they'll be hypnotized. Or maybe they'll just think that they're in hell. But the thing about mind control is eventually takes its toll, can often have the opposite effect. People don't like to be misled, especially if it's by the feds. It's the type of thing that can make you lose respect. Well, sometimes subjects came real easy. In the door come old Ken Kesey, ready to see some universal truth. He was flying over the cuckoo's nest, taking the Kool-Aid acid test. I believe he was successful in his pursuit. Don't want those MK Ultra Blues, those MK Ultra Blues. Well, some people's minds were blown, other people's minds were shown that there's more to this here life than meets the eye. A peek behind the cosmic veil, visions from beyond the pale, a doorway to a different kind of life. So the drug they couldn't weaponize was a failure in some people's eyes, but was decidedly successful for some. But what the CIA could not predict, people trying to get their kicks, taking LSD just for fun. It's a lesson to the powers that be. Don't be messing with people's reality, making us forget who we are. Well, psychological manipulation is hard on a population. People can only be pushed so far. Don't want those MK Ultra Blues, those MK Ultra Blues. Oh, those MK Ultra Blues, those MK Ultra Blues.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Knock, knock, knock.
I am the one who knocks. Knocks, knocks.
Hello!
Girl, you got me seeing double. Can't keep my eyes on the road. I'm in real trouble. I might get ticketed and towed. My head is spinning, it's just the beginning. I'm moving way too fast. Can't find the brakes, for goodness sakes. At least it's good for a laugh.